Now, we'll move on. We'll have our next. Now we'll go to the old business. All right. First case, again, is case number 9,967. Special use exception for a windmill.
Well, this is the one where the opposition was actually not necessarily opposed to this location, but to the next location.
Right, to the next location. There we go.
But they voiced their opposition to this case also, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Even though they didn't live in the same...
Same area.
Development. I guess, Mr. Burrow, the new information being received on the case we just approved is not to be considered for these two cases, necessarily.
Correct. Whatever the record was closed after the last hearing, so whatever you had in the record for those hearings is it for those.
It's, you know, it's not so much if it's appropriate for every property in the county, but will it substantially affect adversely the use of neighboring adjacent properties to the one in question?
Right.
And so each case that we're going to probably be hearing has to stand on its own merit.
Mm-hmm.
Especially representative of that particular development.
Or property.
I agree. Yeah.
Yep.
I agree with that, Mr. Mills. There it is.
I hope that County Council will consider, you know, it's something new. They at least put in the in the ordinance they addressed windmills,
mm-hmm,
and how they would require special use exception, but now they've come of age where
they need to look further to it.
Yeah.
Have to expand on that.
Yeah.
What they do mean. And
exactly.
I think this Mr. Lintepper is supposed to be meeting with them. Mr. Burrow, maybe they would, and Mr. Burrow work with them too, though they could get with you. Or
yeah, that's, I mean, you're talking a long ways off before
right?
There's an ordinance even ready for consideration, so you're not going to be able to wait on that, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, we've got these here with us, though, but I mean, it's for it to meet with the council. We know that it's coming.
What we're looking at is a situation of the past, similar to the past, where mobile homes are less than 5 acres,
mm-hmm,
for which this board approved many and in denied several,
mm-hmm,
and eventually the ordinance was changed. Perhaps that merits another workshop with County Council to get their views and opinions on the matter.
Good idea. How do you feel about that?
Good idea.
Workshop with the board to express this. You know, we did that.
Good idea.
Okay, I'll try to get up with Mr. Baker.
In light of this discussion and case number 9967, I don't believe there was, and you please correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't believe there was any opposition from Rehoboth Shores development itself for this particular case, was there?
Well, I'll look at the minutes. I can look at those real quick. Nassau Station.
I don't think so.
Some lady elsewhere in Sussex County.
I think the property owner himself had pretty much canvassed the area and found no real objection from any of the neighbors.
So
the objectors at the hearing were from the next hearing, and they were concerned that if they didn't object at that one, it would somehow prove to be a precedent for their own hearing.
Correct.
So
I think you're correct in that, Mr. Chairman.
I think we can safely say there won't be any precedent set.
No, not now. Yep.
And going back to what you just referred to as far as each development, each property being separate and individual and with no history of a special use exception for this being granted in Sussex County before, I would agree that I wouldn't personally have any problem with this application here.
Okay. Mr. Begay? Oh, I say you can't throw on these out. Would that be you, Mr. Workman?
With this one?
Yeah, with this one here on case number 9000.
I don't have a problem with it.
You have no problem with it? I have no problem with it. Okay, that being said, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, in the case of 9967, I would make a motion we approve it. I don't believe that the application would substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 9967. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried by a vote.
Not voting.
Yep, 4-0, 1 not voting. Next case,